Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Schweniger, who is the Cass County Naturalist. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Well, you always have things going on the outdoors. Were you outdoors yesterday?
No, not too much.
I think that might have been a good plan yesterday. Yeah. Although, you know, it's going to be another day like that today and just onward. So let's talk about some events that are coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay. We're also going to be at the fair this year. And so we are going to get a outdoor booth and we're going to change it every day. Especially if you've got some 4-H'ers that are there a lot and sometimes those kids get bored, you know, that sort of thing in between the things that they have to be there doing. So we decided to have a booth that would change every day so that those kids could really see some different things every day. And we're doing this in partnership with our Cass County Landfill. And they're having their own booth and things. So we're kind of going to make a conservation corner this year at the fair.
That sounds interesting.
And so on Sunday, it'll be Pheasants Forever. Our Pheasants Forever chapter will man the booth and have things for them to show to kids, adults, everybody. And then the next day will be Turkey Federation, our Turkey Federation chapter. And then we're going to do 2 days of the booth as Cass County Conservation. And then Landfill will also take the Thursday as well. So we're looking forward to being out at the fair this year.
Great. And, you know, you're talking about the kids coming. I'm thinking, too, you know, those people who work in the exhibit building sometimes get a little bored. So they'll have to remember to come over every day.
Yeah.
And other folks, too, that come to the
fair. Yeah, we're hoping it won't be this hot. But you never know what you get.
You can hope. We can hope.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
That's right. Okay, anything before that first week in August?
Nope, because right after that will be our, if you remember, every year we do our breakfast with the birds. And this year, we're not going to do it the same weekend as Atlantic Fest. We had a scheduling conflict. So this year, it's going to be August 6th. So it'll be right after that fair finishes. Breakfast with the Birds this year will be with Kay Newman out of SOAR. So she is going to come down to Sunnyside Park and up in the Camblin's edition, and she's been saying that she's hoping to have another owl to release by then. So
okay. She always has interesting birds to bring with her.
Yes, she always brings her education birds, but she does try to do a releasal and that sort of thing. And so, and we'll have some donuts and juice and coffee and things like that. So and we'll have
really
some good
breakfast with the birds.
It is breakfast with the birds. So and of course it's free, but you know, we'll take donations, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that you have lots of expenses, so it's really helpful. I want to back up a bit. Are you doing anything special for RAGBRAI?
Nope, we're actually just protecting the parks. They are going right past both of our parks that have campgrounds. And so they're going to go by the Cochran Fish Farm, and they're also going to go right by Cold Springs. So we're more
do you know if you have any of them who planning to tent there?
It hasn't been too much. At least they haven't told us if they are planning that sort of thing.
But they still could. Right?
Yes,
you don't have to make a reservation.
No.
Put up a tent.
Right.
So
correct. We don't take reservations for any of our camping.
Okay.
So
that could be interesting.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, as a whole, those folks in RAGBRAI are really good, take care of things, and very interesting people. You never know where they're going to be from.
Yeah, yeah.
So
unfortunately, a couple of my friends that do that, they're not coming this time around.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, man.
Here I was, all getting ready for you.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Any other event you want to mention? I sort of backed you up there for a
That's
moment.
Okay.
After Breakfast for the Birds?
We are also doing a movie in the park. And in July, we did Pocahontas, which is a family-friendly movie. Our movie in the park, the 20th in August, will be a documentary. So if you can find a babysitter and definitely come out to the park, and it's at the Hitchcock House recreation area. So we're going to show it right up on the side of the barn. And it's a documentary about Aldo Leopold and his environmentalism and how it's still kind of relevant today and kind of his life. And it's a really interesting documentary, and it's called Green Fire. So come on out and watch Green Fire.
Every once in a while, people may hear us mention the Leopold Center, and of mm-hmm. course, that's where the Leopold came from, is all of his work. So that should be very, very interesting. Okay, on your newsletter, which I mm-hmm. get online, you talked about volunteers, and before we leave, we want to talk about getting online also. But, you know, you said, well, we can use volunteers for this and that. Tell us a little more about some of the programs or some of the other kinds of things that people might do to kind of fit their abilities. They don't have to be able to release a bird. There's lots of possibilities.
Yes, there's lots of possibilities. We do have a volunteer application on our website. So, and that will kind of help us get started and help you kind of see maybe where your talents fit us best. Some people really love to do photography and, just like to be a helper that sets up and cleans up, that sort of thing. Some of our volunteers are just certain special events that they are really absolutely in love with. So, and some, like Hitchcock House Fest or Halloween Hike or the Soiree with the Swans. We have some volunteers that are on our volunteer list that just do that one. But so it's, it's up to you.
What about office work?
We do have, our newsletters and things like that, that we do need help doing. And that's only 4 times a year that, we call on those people. And usually it's something that we let them take home and do over a weekend, that sort of thing. So we do have newsletter office work, that sort of thing. And then we also have things that you might really be good at that we're not, like woodworking, helping us build things a lot. And especially don't forget, you have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts out there that need badges. Don't be afraid to call our office and help. We'll help you out. We're pretty familiar with the badges and things like that and where we can tie in and help you out, especially if children need... if the kids need something, they want to build something for a badge, that sort of thing. Fancy needs a new cage, our turtle. So we're still kind of arguing over our design. So, but we still need that done, and we have some things like that around for volunteers.
And then I know you have to hire people to do a lot of cleanup and mowing and so on. Mm-hmm. But can people help with that sort of thing also?
A lot of times, especially if you have if you're laid off in the winter, that sort of thing, when we are out as well doing chainsaw work and things like that, management practices in our parks, we are going to hopefully be starting a big project out at the Hitchcock House next, clearing, kind of restoring that back into what it was as a native prairie. We do a lot of tree cutting work and things like that in the winter, winter times, things like that. So.
Okay. So it sounds like you have things for people who just want to sit, or that's their ability, and do things at home, mm-hmm. clear up to kind of heavy duty outside work.
Yep.
And all kinds of talents. And you mentioned that for some folks, it's just an event once a year.
Yeah. And, sometimes it's a certain park, Pellet. We have a work day out at Pellet Memorial Gardens. And people just, we have people that just love to come out there and help out with that park. And that's what they like to do, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can be just as physical, with those loppers and things like that going at that. So.
Okay. What about poster making, sign making? Is that something that you can use help with?
Yeah. Yep. So, especially now we're coming up on fair too. We're going to have to be, dealing with our booth and what we want out there for our booth.
So let's talk about, you mentioned that you have a form on the website.
Yes.
Let's talk about getting on the web and getting on the newsletter list online.
Sure. If you go to our Cass County website, which is Cass County, Iowa, .us, it's the main courthouse website, and you click on come visit our parks, click on the downloadable forms for our department, and that brings you up to a list of everything where you can find our newsletters. If you're a teacher, where you can find our teacher newsletters, and also this volunteer application. It is out on our mycountyparks.com website as well, but it kind of kicks you back to the courthouse website.
And just in case somebody doesn't have internet, mm-hmm. doesn't have website, I assume you would let them call you.
Yes, yes, and I can mail it, or you can come by and draw, you know, pick one up.
And they need to look in the Lewis directory or the surrounding area directory to
find
you, right?
Yes, we now have a 769 phone number, so.
And are you listed under Cass County government kinds of things?
I think, yes, and then we're also listed under Cold Springs Park. Okay. And then if you're looking for Cold Springs DNR or fisheries, that's a different number, too.
Okay.
So, yep, there's actually two numbers for Cold Springs Park.
All right, mm-hmm. very good. Well, thank you very much,
Laura
Schwaniger.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And, of course, Laura is a Cass County Naturalist with Cass County Conservation. And until next time, here's a thought. If I can find my little thought, that's the way I go some days. Where are my thoughts? Wisdom is knowing what to do next. Virtue is doing it.